Here's the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 2nd. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's market and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 178 points today, 1.5% to 11,835. It's not the fancy government jobs report due Friday, but the payroll company ADP said today 110,000 people got private sector jobs last month, 9% more than experts were figuring. S&P 500 today up 19 points, 1.6%. NASDAQ up 33 points, 1.25%. The 10-year bond yield is up a sliver to 1.99%. Federal Reserve chairmen tend to speak in code, but Ben Bernanke verged on the plainspoken this afternoon when he said that while the economy is looking up,
the pace of progress is likely to be frustratingly slow.
The Fed's policymaking committee met today and chose not to fiddle with anything. But if you scan down in its report, the Fed is figuring unemployment will move down to 7.25% in the year 2014. Jonathan Berglund is managing director of Gresham Investment Management in New York.
I think the Fed continues to lay the groundwork for what will be eventual action. Remember, the Fed has a dual mandate, which is to contain inflation but also promote high employment. So by pointing out today the expectation that unemployment will remain high into next year at over 8.5%, I think this eventually lays the groundwork for Fed action. It just didn't come today.
So we have the Fed, and the latest from Greece is there probably will be a referendum, a public vote on Greece's economic future, but perhaps not January, as was talked about yesterday, perhaps as early as a month from now. That is still a very confused situation.
The timeline is up for play, David, but once that suggestion was put out and held for more than a day, it becomes very hard to walk back. How do you tell the average Greek citizen that you are going to give them the decision and then take that decision away? So I don't dispute at all the reports that there is now pressure being exerted upon the Greeks by the French and the Germans to reconsider this referendum, but I'm not sure that's politically viable at this point. So the challenge is, once you get past the Greek referendum, if the Greeks are going to be allowed to vote on this, then why shouldn't the Italians? Why shouldn't the Portuguese? Why shouldn't anybody else that effectively is looking for a bailout?
And people who hold government bonds from those European countries are also aware that there now could be a referendum in any of these countries.
Absolutely. If it could happen in Greece, it could happen anywhere.
Jonathan Berland at Gresham Investment Management. One hallmark of bad times is when the boss stops matching the dollars that staffers put into their retirement accounts. This was all the rage, especially in early 2009. But now the worst appears over. The consulting firm Towers Watson checked in with 260 mid- and large-sized companies that stopped putting in retirement dollars and finds that three-quarters of them are now back to matching the 401k contributions. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. No more running of the brides, as the famous wedding dress sale was called. Filene's Basement, said to be the oldest off-price retail store in the country, is going out of business. It pioneered a system where unsold clothes got marked down automatically. Since 2009, it's been owned by Sims, which is also going to retail heaven. Cheap competition from regular department stores was killing them. 1,600 employees will lose their jobs after a round of holiday sales. To read more about the demise of Filene's Basement and track the pulse of the economy, Marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.